Brilliant. I'm on. As you can tell, we practiced that a few times. Andy and I have practiced a few times not either. How come Frieda didn't really realise she was coming up to do that, and yet she knew her words off by heart? Because she had no script, unless she was ad-libbing them. Not that we ever ad-lib when we're up the front here. Okay, Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday seems like a brilliant idea for having an Easter egg hunt. It seems like chocolate has to be on the menu. You may like to know that I came to the service last night and we went home. We started in darkness and then we ended up in light because we were saying that Jesus Christ has risen. So I went home and started the chocolate then. However, I need 8 volunteers to come to the front and help me. Diz, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think we've probably got 8 up here. Let's just have a look. Oh, we're getting there. They're a bit slow coming up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Brilliant. Okay, so the idea is that you have to be really quick to find some Easter eggs. Those ones do not count. They are big plastic ones. And I know there's 3 over there, there's 2 in the middle, and there's 3 over there. Find an Easter egg and you come back to the middle as quick as you can. Diz. Brilliant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I know, somebody's taken yours, Diz. That just did not work, did it? Hello, have you got an Easter egg? Can I have that one, please? Oh, thank you. Right. I know. I'll tell you what. You see that one? There's nothing in there. Do you want to go and give that one to Diz and we'll find another one for you? Go and give that one to the man at the back, all right? Mabel, you've just spoiled everything, my darling. Are you going to give that one to the little girl that's going to come up? And then I'll find you one under there, okay? If you come up, Diz, you need that one. Yeah, Diz needs this one. And if you come here, Mabel's going to lend you hers, because I can swap with Mabel. No. If I give you that one, can I have this one? Thank you. Go and stand on it. Okay, so if you've got an egg, what's it about not working with children? Yeah. You're going to share with Noah, that's good. Okay, so if you've got an egg, well, I'm going to start along here. We're going to open it and we're going to see what we've got in some of these eggs. Okay, what have you got in yours? Brilliant. So you've got chocolate. I think that's essential. And you have got a palm cross. And a palm cross, now this is not, I didn't have it planned that this would be the first one that came out. But a palm cross reminds us of last week. It reminds us that 1 week ago we were celebrating on Palm Sunday. Jesus was riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. And all the crowds, you might be able to find a picture, Phil, because I've gone off already. All the crowds were waving palm branches, a bit like we were waving flags just now. And they were laying their cloaks on the ground before him. And they were singing, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So that's the first one. If we stick on that picture, Phil, I will open all of them and then I'll get back into order. Okay? Thank you. So what have you got in yours?
An egg.
An egg. Okay, you can just go because you've got an egg. That's all you need. Well done. You can keep.
Bye-bye.
And you can go as well if you like because you've got an egg. You can go. Okay, and what have you got in yours? Hold it up. Got a letter F, okay, and an egg. Okay, you've got to stop here, okay? How come you've got one? Oh, you're sharing with Phoenix. Brilliant. Are you really sharing? Do you want to open yours, see what's inside of it? Don't worry, Phoenix. Oh, you have got a letter F and a chocolate egg as well. So you've got to stay up here. Would you like to go and get a little egg from underneath Andy's desk? You can get an egg from underneath Andy. There. You can stay there if you've got that one. Would you like to open yours? What have you got in yours? We've got another letter F and a chocolate egg, because you have to have chocolate, and just a chocolate egg. Oh, thank you for the litter. Thank you. You can just go sit down if you like. And in there we've got another F and another chocolate egg. Brilliant. We're doing well so far, aren't we? Mabel's eaten hers. And you've got absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Isn't that so sad? As you can see, I stitched you up. So I might be back on track now. Palm Sunday, we spoke about that just now with the palm branch. And in that week between Palm Sunday last Sunday and Easter Sunday now, we know that Jesus had a busy and a traumatic week. We know he spent some time with his disciples in Jerusalem. He shared the Last Supper. He went and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then he was arrested, and he was tortured. He was tried, and he was condemned to death, and he was killed on the cross, and his body was put in the tomb. And we heard that just now in that dramatic reading. That was on Good Friday. Jesus was dead. But the empty egg reminds us that Jesus did not stay in the tomb. He did not stay dead. He came alive again. Chocolate. And we know that his burial clothes were wrapped neatly on the side, and Jesus' body wasn't there. Mary had met the risen Jesus. He'd spoken to her. She thought it was a gardener. So I'm very sorry. Off you go.
No chocolate.
No chocolate. A Pola. However, there will be chocolate for everybody at the end, so don't worry, including Diz. Thank you, darling. So, we have got four Fs. So if you've got an F, if you like to hold up the F really high, that'd be really good. And for the first person, we will start. We'll start at the end. Can you hold these as well? You can drop the F, but you need. So you need to probably put everything else on the floor and hold these. We're going to be thinking about. So Palm Sunday, we might now have gone through the Easter Sunday one. I'm so sorry. Have we done? And the tomb empty. No, forgive. Okay, if you stop there, thank you, forgiveness. We'll start where we are. So, an F, we're going to think of some words beginning with F that help us understand a little bit more about Easter and all that Jesus has done for us. And one of the things is F, forgiveness. And Jesus' resurrection means that the impossible has happened. It means even though we sin and rebel, we can be forgiven. Jesus' death on the cross has dealt with all of that. Not just today, but tomorrow and the day after. And forever, Jesus has dealt with our sin and we can be forgiven. Once we were chained, perhaps we can have the next picture up. Once we were chained, but those chains have now been broken and we have been set free. In the modern chorus of Amazing Grace, my chains have gone, I've been set free. So I think we need, with these chains, to break them because we have been set free. So between, you need to face that way so they can see what you're doing. So if you like to break them, brilliant. And again, I think you can do that a bit more. We've been forgiven, so my chains have gone. Brilliant. Next F. is. I'll hold it up. Anybody got any idea, if we hold this picture up, how does it, what sort of word can you use? I'll tell you what, I won't ask that question. Most of you can read. So the word we're looking for is friends. Because of Jesus' death and his resurrection, it means not only have we been forgiven, but we can be friends with God. Jesus has dealt with everything that came between us, and God loves us so much. He wants us to be his friend. He wants us to have a relationship with him. So we've been forgiven. We can be his friends. The next one, who's the next F? You are. Have you got enough hands? Can you hold this up? We have got a foot. And does anybody got any idea what sort of word? Sorry, I am so sorry. I'll tell you what, we could use the word follow. Brilliant, well done. Foot, follow. God wants us to follow him. Actually, there's some feet up there. If you go for communion later, up the top, at Messy Church on Friday, we cut out round our feet and we stuck them up there because we know Jesus wants us to follow him. And there's loads of ways that Jesus wants us to follow him, telling people about him, praying for people, caring for people, helping people. It may be a bit scary sometimes. It may not always be easy, but it is likely to be exciting. Thank you. We might have a foot come up as well. Brilliant. Okay, who's the last F? You're an F as well. And for you, I have got... hold it up so everybody can see. We have got some sunflower seeds. Now, this isn't just one word. This is going to be two words. And the two words are going to be fantastic hope. Jesus' death means that our death is not the end. Jesus' death offers us a fantastic hope for the future if we believe and trust in him. And we will one day be with God forever. Sunflower seeds, they can look dead, but you plant them and they grow. And we have a green shoot, and then we have an amazing yellow flower. So although we all die, a bit like a seed, as followers of Jesus, we can know we will have a beautiful new body, a bit like the seed becoming a beautiful plant. So we can be forgiven, we can be friends, we can follow, and we can have a fantastic hope in Jesus. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.